as we are treating the minds to remember our truth, that we are an expression of God. In the bulletin, I provided a diagram of a spiritual mind treatment, and you can use it to follow along with my talk. So I'm using the analogy of a baseball and a glove to describe our spiritual practice, because if you're going to play any sport, you have to practice. So how many people remember when they received their first baseball glove? And by the way, this glove, look at this glove. This is from Judy Baker, from her son from years ago. So this has had a lot of worn, a lot of use. But how many people remember when they got their first baseball glove? And for those of you who've never received a ball glove, do you remember when you bought your pair of new dress shoes? What did it feel like? It felt stiff at first and felt uncomfortable. And then for those of you who are imagining about those dress shoes, remember the blisters? Then we have to catch this small ball with this glove. But the more that we practice, the softer the glove becomes and the easier it becomes to catch the ball. The glove actually becomes an extension of our hand. The glove feels natural and it helps us catch those fast balls and those slow balls. Affirmative prayer works the same way. It takes practice. At first, it feels mechanical and we question even if it works. Sometimes we think someone else's words are better than ours. Do I really believe? I'm witnessing a demonstration, but I don't feel anything. So let's close our eyes for a second. So imagine someone learning how to play a piano or some kind of musical instrument. How do they figure out all those keys on the piano? Or imagine a young child walking for the first time. It's scary. And they hold on to everything. Or imagine another small child eating green peas with a spoon for the first time. The peas are rolling all around off the plate and onto the floor. Okay, you can open your eyes. Affirmative prayer is how we catch the infinite possibilities to live our life. I love the quote from Ernest Holmes. He says, "Treatment is not willing things to happen. It is to provide within ourselves an avenue through which they may happen." Affirmative prayer reminds us of our truth, regardless of the conditions, and each step is a practice all its own. The first step is recognizing God as all there is. We are grounding ourselves in spiritual truth. The first step is the thumb of the glove, because the thumb is the most important digit of all the fingers. The first step is the foundation of our truth. Our first core concept of science of mind reads, there is one cosmic reality, principle, and presence in the universe, God. All creation originates from this one source. God is all there is. This step is a meditative step because we're contemplating God and accepting that God is all there is. You can call it love, you can call it energy, you can call it creative expression, you can call it spirit, call it whatever you want. When I was studying Islam, they have 100 different names for God. So what name feels right for you? When we contemplate the qualities of God, we focus on the spiritual principle that supports our truth. When I'm praying for clarity or guidance, I focus on the divine wisdom that created the galaxy. This step is easy for me because I'm always here. Through my meditation practice and my constant reminders to myself, I know God is. One of my most powerful spiritual practices is saying, "Good night, God," every night, right before I go to sleep. When I first started saying this affirmation about 10 years ago, I said it to remind myself that I'm not alone. But now I say it to remind myself that God is always present. Nature reminds me of God. As I'm reminded of abundance when I think about all the leaves on all the trees all over the world. My experience reminds me of God because of the love I feel when I walk through the doors here at the center. When we are praying, it's important to stay in the step until we feel the shift in consciousness. You will know when it happens. I can't explain the shift in consciousness. I only know how it feels to me. So the second step is unification. And this step is also a meditative step. This step is the index finger of the glove because the index finger is the second most important digit. The thumb and the index finger manages 90% of the hand function. Recognition and unification is the foundation of our prayer, and we must accept our truth before we can accept our good. Our second core concept states each human being is a projection of God in the microcosm, thus is endowed with the triune nature of God, and expresses that nature in all aspects or modes of his or her being, spirit, mind, and body. We are the microcosm of the macrocosm. We are co-creating our life. We are throwing out our thoughts, our intentions, and our dreams, and the universe is catching them and manifesting our life. We are the individualized expression of life, love, creativity, and abundance. You are an important player on this team called life. You can be the pitcher, the catcher, or even someone out in the outfield, but life cannot win the game without you. I love all five steps of prayer, but this one is where I always seem to continue to grow the most. Sometimes I forget that I'm a child of God. I forget I'm that innocent little boy who is loved, who is supported by life, and who is guided by that divine intelligence. Do you ever forget the truth that you are that individualized expression of life? I have a mantra that I say when I'm swimming that reminds me of my truth. So each swim stroke, I say, I am. I am. And that's how I swim every time I swim. So Ernest Holmes says, we must unify in our own mentalities with pure spirit. We are not separate from life, neither is it separate from us, but we are separate entities in it. We should stay in this step, unification, until we believe. Just like step one, we will feel the shift in consciousness. We may not feel the shift at first, but the more we practice, the deeper we will go. I currently have 4 prayer partners. 2 I meet with weekly, and 2 I meet with monthly. I understand and appreciate having prayer partners to always know the truth with me. So I have to share with you real quick that I have a prayer partner I meet with every Friday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I was talking to her today, or this last Friday, and I wear my earbuds when I'm talking with her on the phone. And so I'm sitting there in silence and quiet and with my eyes closed. And I was telling her, it's like she is inside of my head because of both my earbuds are in. And it's just an incredible experience. I have this little person in there telling me this wonderful news. It's a great experience. So I've shared with you before that the practitioners are here to pray with you, and we love praying with you, and when we pray with you, it's a gift to ourselves. Because in order for us to know the truth for you, we have to know the truth for ourselves. So please, come and make our day by asking us to pray. After we create the foundation of truth to stand on, we move to the third step. And the third step, we claim and accept our good. Step 3 is a realization step, and this is where we express with power. That middle finger has a lot of power, and it can make things happen. So Science of Mind Core Concept 4 reads, in the infinite nature of God, all conceivable good is eternally available, ready to flow into human experience. Through some cosmic process, this flow of good is activated and increased by human belief, faith, and acceptance. Our faith and our conviction is required for our demonstrations to occur. We need to say our good, claim it, and accept it. I tell everyone I'm a manifester. I believe in the power of my word because I know I am God expressing. Amen. This step is also an affirmation that reminds me of our truth, regardless of the condition. We say it in the present tense because it's already happening in the mind of God. There is no time or space in God. There is only this present moment. The fourth step is thanksgiving. And Ernest Holmes says, the reason we make our requests known with thanksgiving is because we know from the beginning that we are to receive, and therefore we cannot help being thankful. We are here for a reason, or we wouldn't be here. Life is always supporting us, and we are always receiving. I never start with what I want. I always start with what I have. We have so much to be grateful for, even in challenging situations. Gratitude allows us to recognize that we are loved and supported and keeps us open to receive our good. Right now, in this very moment, we can be grateful for this community. We can be grateful that we are loved and supported by this community. In this moment, we're safe. In this moment, we're breathing. We're sitting in a comfortable chair, and we're gifting ourselves with time, with self-reflection. Life is good. So being grateful does not have to be something big. It will expand because we know what we focus on will grow. Eric Butterworth talks about the power of gratitude in his spiritual economics book, and he says, a grateful heart actually opens the way to the flow and becomes an attractive force to draw to itself great things. If I had a favorite step, it would be this one. I am constantly counting my blessings. Do you count your blessings for your health, for your relationships, for your spirituality, for your home? I try to be grateful for something every day. I'm grateful for the weather. I'm grateful for the full moon. I'm grateful for cookies. I'm grateful for spending time alone, and I'm also grateful for spending time with friends and family. Do you practice being thankful for your beautiful life? So do you see how the spiritual mind treatment is a spiritual practice? Each step is a spiritual practice all its own. Step one and step two are contemplative meditations about God and our relationship to God. Step three is all about affirmations and claiming our good. And step four is practicing gratitude. Each step is powerful all by itself. And then when we put them all together, can you see how powerful our word is? If we're not praying every day, we should be asking ourselves why. And then the final step is release. Let go and let God. We just need to let go. Release the need to know is my biggest opportunity in prayer. I don't need to know how. And my favorite reminder is when I get a scratch or cut on my body. I don't know how my body knows how to heal itself, but it does. And that is divine intelligence at its best. So release opens us up to receive. So what does it look like? If my glove is closed, I can't catch the ball. If my arms are crossed, I can't receive a hug. If I don't exhale, I can't inhale. So simply release your prayer into the universe and stay open to receive. When we practice prayer, we will start demonstrating and manifesting things in our life. We've always been doing this all along, but now we are intentional about what we want to experience. When we will notice more often that it's fun to hear people sharing their demonstrations. I love it when people first start recognizing their demonstrations, then I know they're hooked. So a few years ago, when I was at the center in Dallas, we had a theme for the whole year. It was called TSRW, This Stuff Really Works. And so that was the theme for the whole year. And so you'd hear people saying TSRW. Right? So you could go to a Sunday service or you'd be in a class or an event and you hear, TSRW, TSRW, TSRW. And you know what it reminded me of? You know that it's a wonderful life, and every time you hear a bell ring, an angel gets its wings. So every time I heard someone say TSRW, I know that they were receiving more good in their life. One of my prayer partners was requesting prayer around money to support her focused ministry. She had a really great first year in her focused ministry, and she wasn't sure where she was going to get the money for 2018. So we prayed together, knowing that the universe supports her. In the meantime, she also required some dental work, and she didn't have dental insurance. So last month when we checked in with each other, she was emotionally excited to share her story with me. Her neighbor gifted her with $10,000 to take care of her dental work. Her neighbor then gave her an additional $5,000 to go towards her focused ministry. And later later that week, another donor from 2017 donated another $5,000 for 2018 for her focused ministry. And she hasn't asked anybody for money yet. So prayer really works. Another important gift we receive from prayer is remembering our truth, regardless of our conditions. A lot of you know that I was recently laid off from work, and the first thing I did was call my practitioner. I knew I needed some help remembering my truth. Whenever I'm having some personal challenges, I always ask for prayer. When I prayed with those people at the gay pride event, I helped them remember their truth about who they were. Prayer reminds us of our truth, that we are beautiful, individualized expressions of God, whole, perfect, and complete, just the way we are. Remembering our truth is the gift, and the demonstrations are icing on the cake. So just like a baseball glove, the more we practice, the easier it becomes, and it begins to feel natural as it becomes our go-to place for remembering the truth and manifesting the life that we want to experience. We pray to help us remember the truth. We pray to co-create our life and experiences. We pray because we know it works. So every Sunday, the practitioners are available after service for you for prayer. I'll tell you, I have a really close friend of mine in Dallas that goes to the center in Dallas, and he prays with a practitioner every Sunday. It's free, and he loves a good deal. So I encourage you to practice praying each day. And at the very least, pray with the practitioner every week. When we practice prayer, we will catch our dreams from that field of infinite potentiality. So let us pray. So just allow yourself to get comfortable in your chair. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable closing your eyes. And as you settle in, just feel that loving presence. Feel that loving energy on both sides of you. Feel that loving energy in front of you and behind you. Knowing that we are experiencing God, that divine spirit, right here in this very center. We come together every Sunday to recognize that God is all there is, that there's just only this one perfect life that we call God. We're reminded of the abundance of God when we think about all the thorns on all the cactus all over Arizona. We're reminded of the love of God each time we walk through these doors and we are greeted by those loving arms of people in our community. And where we witness the creative expression of God every time the Bradfords get up here and sing from their heart. It opens our hearts, it opens our minds, and we just feel that loving energy as it creates this space, this container for us to come together and to recognize this truth. So I know that each one of us is that individualized expression of God. We are that microcosm of the macrocosm, and we are here to create our life, to co-create our life, and to express love. So I know that we go forth today and every day knowing that we have these spiritual tools to help us remember our truth, to help us ground ourselves in our truth, and to claim our good and experience the life that we want to experience. We know that each step in the affirmative prayer is a spiritual practice all its own. And so as we practice, as we focus, we know that our life will continue to unfold beautifully in divine right order. So I'm so grateful to know this truth. I'm so grateful to know that we have these spiritual practices to remember our truth. We have these spiritual practices to catch that possibility in that field of infinite potentiality. And then I'm also grateful for this community because I know that each Sunday we come together not only to love and support and honor each other on our own individual paths, but we come together to remember the truth that we are part of the One, that there is only the One. So knowing this truth and knowing that God is present right where we are, we simply release this prayer into the universe and call it good. And together we say, so it is.